It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We move into the final battle for the day. You know we always wait for this guy.
I'm getting hungry just reading this.
About the final battle? Oh,
yeah.
The first one? No, you're not getting hungry.
Yes, I am getting hungry.
All right, so we've heard of MLB teams having interesting, innovative snack bar offerings. Wow, I just used a pretty old term. Concessions offerings. The Mariners up in Seattle are now offering toasted grasshoppers as part of a menu option at the ballpark this year. While I look this up further, Jake, are you eating toasted grasshoppers?
Heck no, I am not eating toasted grasshoppers at a game. I'll go to Dempsey's. I'll get bacon on a stick. That sounds a lot better.
I know too many high
probably
class,
tastes like chicken, right?
I know too many high class chefs that can make anything taste good. I'll eat it.
They're actually selling out.
They've sold 18 in like two weeks.
Sold 18,000 grasshoppers. A 4-ounce cup of grasshoppers is $4. And actually, that's probably cheaper than a popcorn.
That probably is.
Game. So that's pretty cheap. So go to Seattle if you're going to.
I actually saw the Astros broadcast crew ate them on air.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the game.
There you go.
Did they say they were horrible?
I didn't watch the video. I just saw it on Twitter.
We'll have to get some grasshoppers. So we'll see about that. How about the Dallas Mavericks? At the end of their season, they decided it's a good idea to sign Tony Romo for a game. Romo actually lit it up in practice and was going to be put in a game, but owner Mark Cuban axed that. And it was really NBA owner or NBA commissioner and Nazi Adam Silver put a kibosh on that. So you think Tony Romo should have been able to come to the game?
Yes.
And if I was Romo during warmups, I would have rolled my ankle and collected money. If he had a contract, I don't think
it was that lucrative of a contract. I'm just gonna put my finger on it.
He can do it.
My goodness.
Get himself one last way of just saying, you know what, Dallas? Thanks for everything, fans. I love you, but sports teams, you're ridiculous.
Okay, keeping in the sense of Tony Romo, Dean Blandino, the NFL Vice President of Officiating, has pulled a Tony Romo, is leaving his spot as the top official, the man who's going to review every call in New York, and he's going to go to broadcasting to replace the failing Mike Carey at CBS.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically just going to be Mike
Pereira is always and will always be the man. I have complete football loyalties to, aside from the Jets being on CBS, and I love Jim Nance, I have complete football loyalties to Fox.
I love because
I think they're better.
I think the Fox broadcasts are infinitely better than the CBS broadcasts.
Oh, Mike Pereira is the man. Because I follow Mike Pereira on Twitter, any call on Sunday,
because he's got it. The CBS broadcasts below Jim Nance are terrible.
Yeah, they really are. Brady Quinn. CBS NFL Sunday on CBS is awful.
Iron Eagle's not bad.
I love Iron Eagle.
But Dan Fouts is a terrible color.
I absolutely love Iron Eagle. I don't know him and forget about him.
He's good.
CBS that we're talking about? I don't know what
that is. Yeah, exactly. CBS is actually on a blackout back in Connecticut where I live, so they haven't had it since before the Super Bowl or something like that.
I honestly, the only really place I know is the Red Zone. That's about it.
Oh, I love Red Zone. Dean Blandino, have fun keeping up with Mike Pereira. WNBA draft, in case you weren't following that. Tisk, chuckle. Washington's Kelsey Plum was drafted first to the San Antonio Stars, holds the NCAA single season scoring record for women, and also broke the all-time scoring record for women.
Boom.
Guys,
she's
should we piece. Be more concerned about the WNBA? We have this conversation pretty much every year.
Okay, I watched probably 3 or 4 games throughout this season.
Really?
You actually watched WNBA?
I was covering a lot of women's basketball this last season. And one of the things that I saw was the way that they are developing and growing. They're growing rapidly. And I am actually extremely proud of it and excited to see what we're able to do over the next few years. Because if people like Kelsey Plum, if you've seen any of her games,
I'll have to watch the film.
So dominant and actually really, really fun to watch. Extremely talented.
We'll have to watch it. We'll have to go to a San Antonio Sparks game.
Let's do it.
All right, Becca Longo, keeping in the spirit of female athletes, the first woman college player to play on a scholarship, joins Division II's Adam State. Now, in 97, we had a woman kick extra points. 98, we had a woman play minor league baseball. But we've never had a recruited woman in football. Guys, as a kicker, do you think this should be something that we should see more?
if they're good, let them play.
If they're good, let them play. Let them get recruited and let them play. That's what I say. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and finally, have to mention this because it's just so funny. So Tristan Thompson, the Cleveland Cavaliers, in case you didn't know, the 26-year-old is dating 32-year-old Khloe Kardashian. So we start with that. Khloe Kardashian is part of the alleged Kardashian curse, which I can't remember off the top of my head where that stems from. But a Cleveland Cavaliers fan has started a Change.org petition to have Tristan Thompson break up with his girlfriend, Khloe Kardashian. But what's funnier than that is the explanation that he gives. You're going to love this. You're gonna love this. It says... what does this say? And all that has to do with the Kardashian curse. One of our most beloved athletes, Tristan Thompson, averaging 8.1 points a game, taken it upon himself to date Khloe Kardashian, and by doing so, invited the curse into Cleveland. The curse has been ruthless to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The curse is nothing new, however. It has plagued professional athletes like James Harden, Lamar Odom, Chris Humphries, and now our beloved TT. Any comments on Tristan Thompson and his 8.1 points per game?
This is amazing. I love sports fans. We're the most insane people on the planet.
Kyle?
Is there a way that we can send that fan an award? I want to send him a plaque that says most valuable fan.
We can give him an applause.
Yeah! TT! He called him TT!
There you go.
Even funnier.